I had joined the Intelligence Committee in 1993, and for the next 8 years, I gradually worked my way up the seniority ladder. Unique among Senate committees, the Intelligence Committee has an 8-year term limit. By 2000, in what I expected would be my last year on the committee, I was the third-ranking Democrat, behind Senator Carl Levin of Michigan and Senator Charles Robb of Virginia. I was ready to complete my term and move on. But in an electoral upset, Senator Robb lost his seat to the former governor of Virginia, Republican George Allen. Senator Levin was faced with the choice of exercising his ranking position on the Intelligence Committee or the Armed Services Committee, on which he was also the most senior Democrat. He chose the latter. Now, I was not only the ranking Democrat, but also the only Democrat in line for ranking status who actually had any experience serving on the committee. With some measure of self-interest, and also in the belief that the committee and the party would be ill-served if the ranking Democrat were a rookie, I asked Tom Daschle for a waiver to allow me to serve 2 more years. Senator Daschle agreed. Because I was the ranking Democrat on the committee, there were some particularly sensitive matters for Senator Richard Shelby, the committee chairman, and me to negotiate. Due to the classified nature of much of the information with which the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence deals, the engagement of a member of a senator's personal staff, which would be normal for all other committees, is not possible. Therefore, a committee staff member is designated to assist and represent each of the committee's 17 members. The staffers are known as liaisons, and each one has his or her own area of expertise. Frequently, a close bond develops between the member and his or her liaison staff member. Throughout its 25 years of existence, the Intelligence Committee has had a unified staff. This is at stark variance with the other Senate committees, where frequently the most partisan disputes are not among the members, but among their ambitious and aggressive staffers. In the Intelligence Committee, given the nature of the work, this had long been held to be inappropriate. However, the charter of the committee had been written with the escape clause: should the minority party feel that its needs are not being served, it can unilaterally demand a partisan division of the committee, with the majority controlling 2/3 of the committee budget and staff, and the minority the balance.